Yeah, here we go.
Bubbles,
yeah. Here we go.
Hi, Joey. What's up?
Hey, Michelle, check out your cousins. These guys love to play with bubbles.
That's because they're still babies.
Oh, so you don't play with bubbles anymore, huh?
I'm too old for that.
Oh, well, we'll just see about that. Whoa, you are a tough one. This is definitely a job for the Bubble Master. Uh-huh, here we go. Yeah, you're a tough one.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, here you crack. There you go. Okay, here we go, fellas. Bubbles everywhere. All right, ready?
Bubbles.
We're popping bubbles.
Predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's
you
a heart,
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face
of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone.
Michelle, your breakfast's getting cold.
I'm busy.
Okay, the fat on your bacon's all congealed and your waffle's gonna taste like a roofing tile.
That should bring her running.
Sorry, can you guys please hold it down? Vicky is doing a live report on Good Morning America. It's the first time I've seen her in over a month.
Dad, do you want us to leave so you can snuggle up to the TV?
I don't think I haven't thought about that. You know, a man in a long-distance relationship can get pretty darn desperate.
Maybe we can double date with my VCR?
Check it out, Beck. I made my own special blend. Oatmeal and pureed prunes. They're great. My grandpa Katsopoulos used to swear by it.
All right, boys, here you go. That's it. Okay, grab your spoon, Nikki. Good boy. You're gonna love this. That's...
Well, at least you missed my new shirt. I knew that was gonna happen.
I see the problem.
This is it. She's finishing a report and she's gonna flash me our secret hello. Here it comes. Here it comes.
This is Vicki Larson, live from Chicago.
Yes, yes, that was it! She scratched her eyebrow.
Boy, was it good for you, Danny?
As good as it gets.
Okay. Michelle, how many times do I have to tell you to get down here?
Joseph, if you want a kid to do something, you don't ask questions. You give orders. Watch. And learn. Michelle, you get your tardy little tush down here right now.
I'm busy.
Okay.
I tell you, I love learning from a master.
DJ, your boyfriend's here. Look what he dragged in.
Look at all these happy people sitting down to breakfast together. You guys have family values coming out the wazoo.
So nicely put, Kimmy.
Come on, Jess. I'll help you clean up before I go to work.
Come on, Beck. I can take care of the boys.
I wasn't talking about them.
Brutal. This waffle tastes like a roofing tile.
Well, obviously, that's not a bad thing, is it? Steve, I kind of see a trend developing here. Do I have to assume I'm going to be seeing you on a daily basis?
Yeah. As long as DJ can keep her hooks in him.
Ha! We have to go.
Maybe we should put in a drive-through window.
Hello? Yeah, Vicky. Yes, of course I saw the signal. Who knew one little scratch could say so much, huh?
Okay, be right there. Hold on. Hey, Teddy, what's new in the first grade?
Everything.
Come on in. Michelle, now come on, you get down here right now.
I'm busy.
Teddy's here.
I'm coming. Hi, Teddy. What did you bring for lunch today? A peanut butter sandwich. What do you have? Jelly sandwich. When we get to school, we'll smush them together. All right!
Okay, come here, Michelle. Here. Hey, Teddy, you want to come with us to Happy Mountain on Saturday? That's the day they open the Wonder Flume.
The Wonder Flume? Wow! Sorry, but I can't. Why not? It's a secret.
Okay, come on, you guys. Let's go. We're going to be late. Here you go. Breakfast on the go. Let's go.
You gotta tell me your secret. I'll give you my banana.
Michelle, Teddy just told you that he can't, okay? You gotta respect that.
I do. Please, please tell me your secret. Please.
Where's the baby's belly button? There's a belly button. There it is.
You know what? You guys be good while I'm at work, okay? Jess, come on. I'm gonna be late.
I'm coming. Second team's here. Just call me Mr. Mom. Boys, I'm so proud. You guys are having a great hair day, my boy.
We are not cutting their hair.
Hey, Goober, Gomer. What are you guys doing with the doll?
Oh, Michelle gave it to him. It's Baby Love Button.
Baby Love Button. Isn't that cute?
Fork the doll over, guys.
Hey, Jess, you don't have some prehistoric idea that boys shouldn't play with the dolls.
Me? No. It's just that, I don't know, you know, this thing could be dangerous. I mean, look at this hair. I mean, it's extremely flammable. One match, boom, the whole... I'll give the doll back.
Hey, Danny, you changed clothes.
Oh, I had to. Vicky called and told me she's coming in for 3 whole days. And then I realized I was wearing the same exact tie that I had on last time I saw her. And then after I changed the tie, shirt wasn't right. And then, just snowballed from there. So, how do I look?
Under-medicated.
Very funny.
You look radiant. Come on, let's go. Bye, boys.
Hey, don't I get a kiss?
Sure.
Stop!
Toodaloo.
All right, guys. Mommy's gone. We got to set some new ground rules around here. That's right. Catsopolis men do not, I repeat, do not play with dolls. All right? Now, come on outside, guys. I'll teach you how to lube up my Harley. All right, fine. Play with the doll now. But this isn't over. You guys have to nap sometime.
Michelle, very good printing. But is there something missing from your letter I?
I saved the dots for last.
I do, too.
Hey, Teddy, want to dot my eyes? Ooh, that's my favorite thing. Wait a minute. First the secret, then the dots. Please, don't do this to me. Then spill your guts. Okay, the secret is I'm going to Amarillo. What the heck is that? It's a place in Texas. That's it? You're going on vacation? Not your best secret. It's not a vacation. I'm moving there. What? Shh. You can't move. I have to. My dad got a new job. But we won't be best friends anymore. I know. It's bad news. Why didn't you tell me? Because I thought you'd be mad. Are you? No. I'm too sad to be mad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Comet. This is not for you. I missed lunch. I was on the phone with Vicky.
She canceled our long weekend together. She has to fly back to Chicago tonight. You think I'm making myself too nuts over this? Obviously, I'm talking to a dog.
Hey, meatloaf sandwich.
Easy there, Jaws.
Sorry, sir, I don't want to take your snack.
Why not? I do it all the time.
You have any friends whose parents feed them?
Dad, stay cool. Steve's a wrestler. He needs his strength.
What about Kimmy?
Kimmy just has bad manners. I do not. You know, this meatloaf is really dry. Here you go, Comet.
Well, gotta go, Deej. I'll miss you.
I'll miss you more.
I'll miss you more than more.
I'll miss you more than more than more.
I bet she'd miss you even more if you were gone.
Dad, look, there's a dust bunny under the table.
That's impossible. There's nothing there.
Sorry, my mistake.
See ya.
Dad, can I ride my bike to Amarillo?
Sorry, honey. It's a little too close to dinner. Besides, Amarillo is much too far. Not as far as Chicago, though. That's where Vicky lives. That's way past Utah, Colorado, Nevada. Then come all those really flat states.
I get it. It's far.
Boy, Dad, you really miss Vicky, don't you?
Well, why'd she have to move to Chicago? It's cold, it's windy. Cubs never win the pennant.
I know exactly how you feel. After lunch, when Steve goes to study hall and I go to geometry, I miss him so much, I think I'll die before I see him again in Spanish.
Yeah, but this is a little different. Boy, it'd be nice to be able to kiss my girlfriend without getting that yucky phone taste in my mouth. Maybe it's not worth it.
Come on, Dad, Vicky's so nice. Yeah, I thought you liked her.
I do like her.
Just like?
Yes, like. A lot. But it's driving me crazy having a girlfriend who's never in town. When Vicky comes over, I'm going to tell her that I think we should see other people.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Teddy. The moving truck's here. I guess I gotta say goodbye. I don't want you to go. Maybe you could live at my house. Artie asked. My mom says she would miss me too much. She could live here, too. I don't think my dad will like that. Can't we play one last time? Okay, just for a minute, then I gotta go. I have a new jump rope. I don't know how. I'll teach you. It's really easy. I can do that. What's this?
All right, guys, dolls are fun, but wait till you see the new surprises Daddy got for you. Look at this. I got a monster truck. Johnny Dirt Spitter. See that? Look at that thing go. Here you go. A lot of manly stuff in here, boys. Hey, look at the football. Here, go deep. Go deep. Attaboy. Here, throw it to me. Throw it to Daddy. Here we go. Throw the football. Attaboy. Put an arm on this kid. And look at this, guys. Boxing gloves. All right, remember, hey, no hitting below the diaper, huh?
Hey, Jess, how come this was in the bottom of the hamper?
The freezer was full.
Okay. Oh, a lot of new toys here. Oh, my goodness, who is this charming fellow?
Oh, that's kickboxing Kurt, and he's not charming, he's lethal. Look at this, he's double-jointed. See, he can kick a guy in the neck and the kneecaps at the same time.
There you go.
That's sweet, Jess, but how come they can't also play with Baby Love Button?
Because it's wrong. I'm sorry. You know what? I don't make the rules. I'm sorry.
Go?
Who does make the rules?
Clint Eastwood?
Jess, I want Nikki and Alex to have a full range of experience and grow up to be well-rounded human beings. Do you know what a little boy who plays with baby dolls could grow up to be?
An accordion player?
No.
Just a guess.
He just might grow up to be a terrific father. Think about it.
thought we had a shot at winning this one, guys. All right, here you go. Play with baby love button. Grow up to be warm, sensitive, caring men. Actually, it doesn't sound too bad, does it? Oh, ho, 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 no, 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 that you're getting tread marks on baby love button's face there. Now, that's not how you hold a baby. Come here. Here we go. Let me show you how a real man holds a baby, okay? Look at... See? Isn't that nice? Want to try to hold a baby? Here. Okay, come on. See how we hold? See? Can you give me a big hug? Give me a big hug.
Dad, are you sure you want to break up with Vicky?
I'm not breaking up with her. I just think that we should date other people.
Kiss of death.
Dad, if you do this wrong, it could sour Vicky on men for the rest of her life. It happened to Thelma and Louise.
How can I tell her this without hurting her? Vicky's a wonderful person, but this long-distance relationship is just not working. Hey, I can use that. She's here. I hope she can handle this.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, girls. How you doing?
Great. And I just want to say it's really been nice knowing you.
Excuse me?
She means that it's really nice knowing you're here.
Oh, well, it's really nice to be here. I feel like we never get to spend enough time together.
You're not the only one.
Girls?
Yeah? Yeah?
Get out.
Right.
Just remember, Vicky, not all men are rats.
So, here we are, alone at last. Just the two of us. Just Vicky and Danny. Danny and Vicky. Vicky.
Danny, I feel we should see other people.
What?
I'm sorry to blurt it out like that. I just couldn't think of a better way to say it.
How about you're a wonderful person? I don't want to hurt you, but this long-distance relationship just isn't working.
Yes, that would have been better. Oh, Danny, are you really happy with the way things are going?
No. I was going to tell you the same thing until you came through the door. And, Vicky, now that you're here, I realize that I'd rather see you one day a year than somebody else every day of the week.
Me too. I guess this means we're back where we started.
Yeah, miserable.
Suffering.
Lonely.
Tortured.
God, I want you. Vicky, I'm going to fly to Chicago 1 weekend a month.
And I'm going to fly to San Francisco 1 week a month.
Let's just make sure it's not the same weekend, okay?
A is for alligator. B is for bear. Michelle, I'm tiny. My family's gonna move without me. Now you're getting it. Never letting me go. It's for your own good. You could at least scratch my nose. What happens if I get hungry? Don't worry, I'll bring you breakfast and dinner. What about lunch? Sorry, I'll be at school.
Hey, what's going on here? Michelle, why did you tie up Teddy?
Because he was moving away, if you want to know.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't want him to move either.
Uh-oh, I'm never getting out of here. Now I won't have a best friend anymore.
Well, Michelle, tying up Teddy is not going to stop him from moving.
It was working until you came in.
Look, you guys... There you go. I'm really sorry. I know how much this hurts, okay? When I was your age, my dad was in the army. We moved all the time. I said goodbye to a lot of best friends. And it always made me feel very sad. But then you know what happened? I always made a new best friend.
But I don't want a new best friend. I want Teddy.
Well, that's okay. You can keep your old friends and make new best friends. Because, well, friends are, they're... they're like jello. Well, there's always room for more. And you know what else? Now that you guys are learning how to print, you can write each other letters.
And I'll leave all my eyes for you to dot. I almost forgot. I brought you Furry Murray. But you love Furry Murray and you sleep with him every night. It's okay. I want you to keep him. I have something for you, too. Here, you take Pinky. Your favorite pig? You're gonna need someone to sleep with. Thanks.
Michelle, I think Teddy's parents are wondering where he is.
Okay. Well, goodbye. Goodbye.
Boys and girls, if you thought dotting I's was fun, you're gonna love crossing T's.
Excuse me.
Everyone, say hello to Denise.
Hello, Denise.
She's joining us from Mrs. Harris's class. Denise, why don't you take that empty seat there next to Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You want to share lunches today?
No, thank you.
I got a bologna sandwich.
I have tuna. I don't think that goes with bologna.
I got potato chips.
What kind?
Sour cream and onion.
Really?
Sure. What would I like about potato chips?
Sour cream and onion is my favorite.
Me too.
The taste stays on your tongue for a really long time.
Yeah. Sometimes when my mommy kisses me, she says, "Ew, what have you been eating?"
We're making teas. Want to cross mine?
Cool.
You're good.